Thank you all for joining us in
Thanks.
the evening in outside of Milan, and we're here in Kauai. So we'll get started. We started this program, Deep Dive into Water Safety, following the Hawaii Water Safety Plan, which stated that we had very alarming statistics around drowning. We had the second highest rate of drownings in the country. We had children 1 to 15 that were drowning at an increasing rate. Obviously, we had tourists that were drowning at a high rate, and our second graders knew very little about water safety education. So we started this program because the governor also said in a conference just recently, press conference, if we take this water safety plan, read it, and take it to heart, we can save lives. And we're really honored to have our next guest because we have spent some time thinking about highlighting innovative, evidence-based approaches to ocean safety around the world. And we've identified SICS, which I cannot pronounce in Italian, which is Italy's foremost water rescue program. It was founded in 1989 by Ferruccio Palenga near Milan. It's the world's leading organization for training dogs in aquatic rescue. Its methods have influenced programs globally, including the American Academy of Canine Water Rescue, that trained Scarborough's Beaches lifeguards in Maine, which is something that just happened. We're so honored to have you, Ferruccio, and Simone. I am so glad you're here, and I'm not sure who was sitting next to you. I forgot his name. Maybe you could say that again for me.
Yes, I'm Valentina, and we are honored to be here with you for this program. And everything that we did here in Italy and we're still doing, it's for safety in
First question, could you share how the idea of training dogs for life-saving work in the water first began in Italy?
Io inizio, faccio una piccolissima spiegazione in italiano, poi lascio la parola a Simone Valentina. Beh, allora, tantissimi anni fa, alla fine degli anni 80, io volevo prendere un cane che fosse utile. La leggenda dei velieri, quindi diceva che i Terranova erano cani che salvavano le persone. Presi un Terranova e iniziai l'avventura.
All began with a dream, or it's a Ferruccio dream that he would like to have a big Newfoundland to use this breed, like the ancient and the in old time use this breed. For safety with the sheep, and in this way he wanted to have also in this year a Newfoundland can help the people in the water.
So, what has really, Ferruccio, inspired you on this mission? Because you started this in 1989, and it appears that it is you're training dogs and handlers across Europe and beyond, and it's 18 months of basic training, right? Followed by advanced deployment techniques such as jumping from speeding boats or helicopters, pictures that we have seen that you have sent to us. 40
No,
years.
provo a tradurre io, se ho capito giusto. Beh, allora, fondamentalmente, quando io ho iniziato, la problematica fondamentale era far riconoscere dalla Guardia Costiera, quindi Coast Guard, i cani da salvataggio, perché chiaramente i cani non erano assolutamente riconosciuti. E avevo la fortuna di avere degli amici piloti di elicottero del soccorso aereo ed è nata una specie di sfida. E gli amici piloti del soccorso aereo mi hanno detto: se tu sarai capace col tuo cane di usare l'elicottero per fare un'esercitazione di salvataggio, Sai, assolutamente credibile, cambiano le cose.
The first problem that we had, it's to have some people can test us, and so we use some our friends that works in the Coast Guard and in the Navy, and in this way we try to work together and
Right.
to arrive in the beach and at the seaside, prepared to help the people in difficulty.
So you're telling me, or you're saying that Newfoundlands are a breed that you use, and I know they have the web feet and they're very strong swimmers. Are you using any other breeds, and how do you decide in the training the dogs that you take and the trainers that you take? That's kind of a complex question, but.
Ok, ho capito giusto? Beh, allora, tutto è iniziato tantissimi anni fa, quasi 40 anni fa, col Terranova. Poi, tecnicamente, ci siamo accorti che anche due razze molto molto vicine al Terranova, che sono il Labrador e il Golden, quindi il Golden Retriever, avevano, pur essendo leggermente più piccoli, la stessa potenza in acqua, e quindi pian piano si è allargato. Prima era una piccola percentuale di Labrador e Golden, adesso invece i Labrador e i Golden hanno diciamo, una rappresentanza molto molto più grande, anche perché chiaramente il Terranova è un cane molto più impegnativo.
In the first time, we use the Newfoundland because it's a breed that can help us with the instinct in the water safety. But also in the time, we start to use other types of breed like a retriever and
Lavado.
any breed can have a water instinct. Also because the Newfoundland for the people can be they think that can be a difficult breed to have in home and to teach and to work with. So we start with also other breed like the retriever and other with have a weight that can help in the water.
So, how do you build trust and coordination with the dog and the trainer before we get into the actual training? But maybe it's all parse and parcel. What does the training consist of?
Allora, se la domanda, che ho capito giusto, è come funziona l'addestramento, una cosa fondamentale che è il nostro successo è dovuto dai cani istruttori. Faccio un esempio, adesso sono in Italia le 8 di sera, alle 8 di mattina io sarò all'Idroscalo di Milano, ci vedremo 20 istruttori. E vi che vogliono imparare da noi. Quindi il nostro trucco per crearci, la nostra, diciamo, jolly nella manica o asso nella manica, è avere i cani degli istruttori che formano le nuove leve.
We work with all our dogs together, and the important thing is our dogs that can teach to the new puppy. So tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock we'll be in Milan in a lake, and the new puppy can be there and see our all dogs that can works with us all together, and in this way we start the training.
And the training's 18 months.
Allora, se la domanda, se no, no. L'inizio dell'addestramento sono addirittura 3 3-4 mesi, quindi noi diciamo finito le vaccinazioni, una cosa molto molto importante, che chiaramente il cucciolo di 3-4-5 mesi, l'attività che fa è pochissima, è più un imprinting.
We start with the puppy at about 3 or 4 months when all the vaccination are complete. And this is the moment that we start with the teaching and the work with our puppy. And you want to know how long
Yes.
is the training? Quindi
Yes.
quanto dura l'addestramento?
E purtroppo l'addestramento per ottenere i risultati, quelli modello SICS, SICS, purtroppo non possiamo forzare i cani, ci vuole un anno, anzi direi un anno e mezzo.
Yeah, when we work with our dogs, we cannot force them. We work together. The important is the trust that we can improve with our dogs. So the training can be long, about 1 year, or also 1 year and a half, so 18 months. It's
Okay.
correct.
Okay. So let's talk about this kind of training. There's some words I came across, which is dolphin hold rescue, six-legged team concept. Maybe you can talk about that. And it's not on my list of questions, but I thought maybe you could explain to me, you go and rescue someone. In the ocean, they're wearing some kind of vest that's got handles on it, correct? And there's a dolphin type of rescue. So explain that to us because one of the issues we have here in Hawaii is when people are trying to get rescued, they may come around and grab you from around the neck and take you down also. So how do you keep somebody calm as you go out, or do you go out with the dog, or does the dog go by himself? So it's a bunch of questions.
Vale, qua mi serve un attimo una traduzione
Allora,
della domanda perché è un po' complessa.
only 1 minute that can I translate this your question.
Vorrebbe sapere perché si chiama tecnica delfino e come funziona la tecnica delfino, e vorrebbe sapere praticamente come il cane e il conduttore agiscono nel salvataggio, cioè se
Ok,
vanno assieme o se il cane viene mandato da solo e come agisce l'unità cinofila.
perché soprattutto lì da loro tante volte chi va a salvare è in difficoltà perché poi viene messo sott'acqua da chi è in difficoltà.
Ok, allora, una cosa fondamentale è la tecnica delfino che è nata quando io mi sono calato nel 1991 dell'elicottero con un winch, col varicello. Mi sono trovato io in acqua con Mas e mi sono accorto che se io mi attaccavo a Mas, il mio cane mi portava dalla persona in difficoltà, poi i cani sentono la corrente e non nuotano mai controcorrente. Punto uno.
Fermati,
Stop.
fermati.
Sì.
The first thing, the dolphin techniques, it's born with Ferruccio first works with the helicopter with the winch. And in this moment, he was with the mass. He is first in Newfoundland. And Mas took him out from this situation because Ferruccio took Mas with the water rescue sorry.
It's okay. No,
sorry, sorry.
Mas, help me to go to the drawing and after Mas, bring all us to the beach, to the shore.
Because Mas can feel the current, the water current, and so with the helicopter, If you are under the helicopter, you are in a perfect storm. So, if you have your dog with you under the helicopter, you can took your dog, and your dog can bring safety in the perfect situation. And because also he can feel the waves and all the currents.
So
Secondo.
Seconda cosa, aspetta, seconda cosa è che adesso noi utilizziamo da anni una speciale imbarcatura galleggiante, quindi un floating arm rescue for the dog, che permette al cane la massima galleggiabilità e operatività. Quindi con questa Water Rescue Dog Arm floating, noi possiamo avvicinarci dagli elicotteri e il cane è in massima sicurezza.
From the beginning, now we have a different harness with us, also for our dogs. The new harness, it's a floating harness, and now we use this type of harness because also the dog can be in the most safety situation with us, and so we evolving also our techniques, our equipment, and everything with the specialists, with the Coast Guard and the Navy. Everything is evolving.
That's great. So, give me an example of a rescue where without the dog it would not have happened. It's as I said in my question, I think. Can you describe a rescue where the dogs made a divisive difference, something that would not have been possible with humans alone?
One moment only for Ferruccio, because no, non ti sentiamo, non ti sentiamo, hai schiacciato.
Aspetta, vediamo così. Ci
Ok.
sentite adesso? Ok, intanto qua zoom è un po' diverso. Rifai la domanda che appunto è andata via la domanda.
Ti ha chiesto se puoi descrivere un salvataggio in cui i cani hanno fatto la differenza, qualcosa che non sarebbe stato possibile con i soli esseri umani.
Allora, assolutamente sì, la risposta è immediata. Intanto un essere umano, cioè quindi il soccorritore, difficilmente può salvare più di una persona. Col cane. E calcoliamo che noi abbiamo circa 300-400 unità cinofile in spiaggia tutte le estati in tutta Italia in servizio. Molte volte ci sono più persone, le persone possono attaccarsi all'imbragatura galleggiante del cane e il cane fa la differenza, perché in realtà il cane non nuota mai controcorrente ed è una forza incredibile.
We have now about 300 or 400 canine units that can patrol our seaside. And the difference is that with our dogs, we can help more than one people because if we don't have our dog, we can help only one people for time. Instead, if we can work with our dogs, we can bring also maybe two or three people that can took the floating harness and jacket of our dogs. And our dogs are our engine, like a boat that can bring all together, also maybe three, four people safe in the seaside, feeling the water current and bring us safety.
For one dog, it's possible bring 14 people. 14 people. One dog.
One dog, 14 people. Tell me how that works.
We taste our dogs, and everything is we do is in safety way, and we try this on limit situation because we know that our dogs are like a sport. They do because they trust us and also because for them it's they play with us and it's a joy to
So they
work
must
with
be
us.
awfully strong to read the currents, swim, and take 14 people. That's at least 1,400 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Mi faccio una domanda, scusa, aspetta,
No,
dammi
ha
la domanda.
soltanto confermato che quindi i cani possono
No,
portare.
assolutamente,
Non
noi
so i
confermiamo
porcini.
che durante le prove di addestramento, chiaramente nella realtà, non salviamo tutte quelle persone, ma nell'addestramento un cane senza problemi rimorchia tutte quelle persone.
When we told us that one dog can bring 14 people, it's our training. It's not the real situation because we hope that no one can be in this situation. But we need to train us and our dogs for this limit situation because we know that in a real situation can be useful. Also, this extreme training.
Right. So you just kind of answered that question, but we have rough oceans here. We have rip currents, which people, get stuck in all the time. And it'll go to another question that I have, but can you tell me how that works on the seaside for you in Italy? And I think you're in Switzerland and some other places. You say you have 400 dogs on the beaches. That seems like a lot, but so we have stations here with lifeguards in them. Maybe we have three to a very big beach, and maybe two guards, maybe four guards possible on a beach. How many Newfoundlands or water rescue dogs do you have per beach? And are they with a particular guard? Is that the partner that they are with when they patrol?
Fammi una domanda, l'ho
Allora,
capita, ma meglio che la capisca meglio.
I can translate only one moment. Ha chiesto come si lavora sulla spiaggia per fare quindi il salvataggio, perché appunto loro hanno delle grandi spiagge dove a volte ci sono due o magari tre bagnini, e quindi chiede quanti cani e anche da quello che ho capito chi è la persona che
Esatto.
lavora con il cane.
Allora,
una cosa importantissima, noi siamo tutti volontari, quindi è un discorso di volontariato e grazie alla Guardia Costiera noi veniamo dispiegati, dislocati nei punti più importanti. La caratteristica particolare di un cane è che dà un grossissimo aiuto all'uomo e soprattutto se ci sono forti correnti o difficoltà. I nostri cani sono abituati anche a poter lavorare con le motovedette e con gli elicotteri.
We patrol the beach and we decide the particular beach that can patrol with the Coast Guard. So it's maybe a particular beach with a difficult situation. And our dogs works in the beach with the owner because they work and train with the owner. And when we have strong waves or situation, we can also work with the Coast Guard boats and the equipment of the Coast Guard.
So what is the reaction to beachgoers when they see these dogs on the beach?
Qual è la reazione quindi delle persone quando sono sulla spiaggia e vedono questi cani?
Allora, la reazione è eccezionale perché chiaramente è una cosa importantissima da dire che il cane bagnino, quindi il cane a salvataggio, ha un appeal completamente diverso. E quindi molte volte la nostra presenza è anche sconsigliare qualora ci fossero onde pericolose di uscire, la famosa battuta, che non so se poi riesco a tradurla, è che se escono con le onde grosse, mi chiedono: ma tu vieni a salvarmi? Io gli rispondo: dipende se ce la faccio.
When we arrive with our dogs on the beach, it's a great pleasure for us and for the people. And maybe we can prevent, because if we know that can be a bad day with the waves and windy, we tell to the people and maybe to the children that it's not safety to go outside. And also because yes, we can try to go there if they will be in a
Difficoltà.
situation, bad situation, but we cannot tell them that we can help, because it's a very strange situation and dangerous situation. So we work to prevent and to talk to the people.
That's very good messaging. So my next question is, do you use the dogs in water safety education programs for children and families in the schools or whatever program you may have?
Assolutamente sì, c'è un grossissimo impegno della SIX nelle scuole, ma soprattutto negli ospedali, perché diciamo i nostri cani sono io dog, cani eroi, che vanno a trovare regolarmente i bambini, soprattutto negli ospedali, aspettandoli in spiaggia, e a questi bambini diamo proprio un discorso della sicurezza, diciamo prima, che il cane può salvarti, ma non è garantito al 100%.
Yes, we work with our dogs also in the school and in the hospital here in Italy. And we go there with our dogs, Hero, and we want to see them in the beach in the summer, but also in this situation, in the school and in the hospital, we work to prevent, because we teach to the children and to the family that which is the best way to be safe in the seaside.
Well, I think that's a great model. So here we are sitting in Kauai in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We are struggling with how we get better messaging to our tourists and to educate and give water safety education back into the schools. What do you think we could do here in Hawaii with dogs like Reef in your program?
La traduzione qua perché è complicata.
Ha chiesto qualche consiglio, che cosa potrebbero fare loro lì alle Hawaii con i loro cani come Reef per potergli fare la stessa.
Sicuramente due cose che contano fondamentalmente: uno, la formazione, le competenze, quindi facciamo, sono già tre, e poi una cosa fondamentale è il fatto che il cane che interviene abbia sempre il floating arnese, quindi sempre l'aiuto al galleggiamento, perché quello fa la differenza. Quindi dà l'idea che una persona con un giubbotto di salvataggio, quindi un aiuto al galleggiamento, può fare la differenza per la sicurezza.
It's important, maybe can be important to work with the skills that the people and the dogs can have. It's important to work with on the training, and also it's important the equipment. Because works maybe showing the floating harness and all the equipment that we use for our activity can be useful for this situation and this approach.
Soprattutto anche per le persone, cioè, se faccio un esempio, mi leggo sui laghi lombardi, sui laghi italiani, moltissima gente annega perché non usa il giubbino. Se ci fosse un uso maggiore del giubbino galleggiante, le operazioni di salvataggio sono molto molto più semplici e anche le persone salvate servono molto di più.
We have seen that in our lake, a lot of people drunk because they don't use anything. They don't use the floating jacket, they don't use nothing. So maybe it can be important to tell to the people that also in the lake, not only in the sea, it's important to have a floating jacket, and all the equipment can help if you are in a dangerous situation.
So, explain to me if I had reef with me and I'm on the beach, seaside, in a lovely beach in Italy, and I see someone out in a rip current and they're struggling. How does reef go out and save that person? Explain to me how that's done.
Allora, se la domanda è come farebbe Riff a salvarla?
Usually the dog is the engine.
Ok.
Perché è più facile, cioè il bagnino non si stanca. Lo so, è difficile.
Do they swim out by
Yeah,
themselves?
because if you are struggling in a seaside in Italy, for us, it's our engine. And so in this way, Ferruccio can arrive to you with all in the faster way. And then when you are in safety, Brief can bring you and Ferruccio at the sea, at the beach. So this is our engine. And in this way, Ferruccio can be to you in the faster way. And also he didn't care about to came back to the beach because there is Brief can bring everybody safe.
So they go out together.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I
They start
wanted.
together. Sure.
Do you think that dogs have a calming effect on people who are struggling in the ocean?
Sorry, can I maybe
Calming? Do people, when you're struggling, you may panic. So
Yeah.
does the dog bring a sense of calm
Yeah,
to the
sure.
person?
Can I
Yes, for sure.
Yes, we can have a different situation because maybe someone can be calmed with our dogs. Someone can be scared from our dogs. So it's important to us to be there to talk to the people and to understand which could be the best way to approach and to save the people. Because we can be there and can be in different situation.
So you have 400 dogs across the seaside in Italy. Where else, Ferozia, have you started this program in Europe? I know about Dr. Gray that she trained with you for a long period of time, but let's start with just Europe. Where else are you in Europe?
Mi sa la traduzione.
Sorry, you ask us where start in Europe or
Yes.
where? Okay,
Have you trained dogs?
dove è partito tutto in Europa?
Vabbè, tutto in Europa è partito in Italia, cioè nel senso, siamo noi in Italia col fatto che la Guardia Costiera sono militari e ci hanno sin dall'inizio, primi anni, riconosciuto, stiamo trasmettendo questo riconoscimento ad altre nazioni. Il problema tecnico è quello che noi abbiamo in Italia un esercito di cani, ovviamente numerosissimo, quindi la Guardia Costiera crede in noi. Nelle altre nazioni bisogna costruire questo esercito di cani.
All starts in Italy because we have the Coast Guard and we have these people that are specialists and works in this situation. Then we have arrived to have 400 dogs and handler that can patrol our seaside. But the problem it's to bring this situation outside Italy, in Europe, or in other states, because it's difficult to have this cooperation with the Coast Guard and other specialist people.
So, are there other dog water rescue programs besides yours in Europe? Are there, I thought I saw dogs as lifeguards in Croatia, maybe something in Switzerland. I'm not sure. So, that's why I'm asking.
Chiedeva perché ha visto altri in altre nazioni,
Allora, no,
Svizzera.
diciamo le nazioni che sono maggiormente avanti in questo momento sono gli Stati Uniti, la Francia, la Germania, la Repubblica Ceca, la Slovacchia e altre nazioni tipo la Svizzera sono ovviamente gli inizi, anche perché la Svizzera non ha il mare.
The other nation and the states that can start with this type of program are United States, that starts in about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yes.
Then the France, the Slovakia,
Slovakia.
I cannot translate in English perfectly, and
Deutschland.
Deutschland, and the Switzerland, it's at the beginning, and so this start, and the important in it's the how many years they started from, so.
Devi sottolineare che la Svizzera non ha il mare.
So,
Sì.
I was really impressed that Dr. Gray had come and trained with you for a number of years before she started the American Water Rescue Organization. Are there dogs in Massachusetts that are trained, or just in Maine? Are you familiar with what water rescue training she's done in the United States?
Chiedeva quindi com'è nata Maria.
Sì, assolutamente. Poi raccontare esattamente sia anche la collaborazione con la Guardia Costiera americana. Chiaramente sono gli inizi, hanno una quindicina di cani, però diciamo una delle nazioni più avanti.
That starts with the United States and Dr. Gray, that she arrived in Italy. Then we go there and to work with them. Today they are about 15 canine units that works in Boston and in
Pennsylvania.
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 And they work also with the US Coast Guard. And so it's a relationship and a collaboration that started with both with travel from America to Italy and to from Italy to America.
I think that's really exciting. So, how is the drowning rate in Italy? I haven't asked that. Do you think the dogs have prevented a lot of drownings? Do you see the impact of your work in saving lives?
Hai avuto dei dati, quindi di quanto abbia inciso questa attività in Italia?
Sicuramente in Italia ha avuto una grossissima risposta sia per il numero di salvataggi. Parliamo di 20-30 salvataggi all'anno, quindi persone che vengono proprio strappate dall'annegamento, ma soprattutto un grossissimo lavoro di prevenzione. Molte volte sulle spiagge dove noi lavoriamo non succede nulla ed è una grande cosa.
We have seen that with our patrol at the beach in the seaside in Italy, we have about 20 or 30 interventions per year. So in this situation, we have saved 20 or 30 lives per year. And also, we have seen that when we are there in the beach and in the seaside, maybe there is no drawing situation. So this is our best goal.
Cool.
And
Right.
also we know that the same it's in Massachusetts with the patrol of our colleague there. And in these 2 years they had no drawing situation.
Well, that's really good news. And I think it speaks to the fact that water safety education and awareness is where you start. And it appears that the dogs and your training is really a gold standard for that. And that we're moving in the United States to look at that as a support system for what we have. We have areas in Hawaii, they're very difficult to patrol, to look at, to get to. And with climate change, we've had more flooding. And something we never thought of before. And in 2018, we had a severe flood here in Kauai. And I thought about your program and I thought about Reef being involved in that kind of situation. Besides that, what do you think you could say to the people here in Hawaii? Because this program goes here locally and it streams worldwide and it will go to a podcast. I think anything that's innovative and research evidence driven, like your program, is important for people to be aware of and for all the water safety experts who are working on the plan to consider this as an enhancement to water safety. And the idea that you bring your program into the schools and the families all helps everybody to understand how important it is. So, I really appreciate you coming, and I hope that we can collaborate at some time, yes, in Hawaii to do a pilot program. If there's any parting words you'd like to say, I appreciate Simone and Valentina, taking on the translation part. But I am so impressed, Ferozia, with your program and everybody I've talked to and shared the pictures with, lifeguards, when I told them what you do, jumping out of helicopters with this dog to save lives, the lifeguards here were totally impressed. So.
We keep our finger crossed, and I wanted to tell you that I apologize because I try to speak in English at the best of
Oh,
my
you do great. You're great.
okay,
Very good.
thank you. And we started with a United States program. It's like we try. We would like to that this program that born in Italy can be all wide world
Yes.
and can help the children and the people that are in difficult.
Right. This is not just a local problem. It's not a national problem. It's a global problem because drowning is preventable. And I think if we can get as many people to speak who have programs and resources that we can inform people here in Kauai, in Hawaii, and around the world, I think we'll be safer as a global community.